This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And oh boy, we got a lot we need to get to. We're going to get to this, the choking and the assault in Blue City. We're going to get to the weaponized IRS and emails and things. That's just very, very quickly.
Let's talk about the feds today raising rates. And feds came out, Jerome Powell raised rates by 0.25 today.
At today's meeting, the committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 5 to 5.25%. And we're continuing to the process of significantly reducing our securities holdings. With today's action, we have raised interest rates by 5 percentage points in a little more than a year. We are seeing the effects of our policy tightening on demand in the most interest rate sensitive sectors of the economy, particularly housing and investment.
Yeah, I'm already bored. You got it. Okay, they raised rates again. They raised rates the smallest amount you can raise rates. But let's pause on that for a moment. You ever deal with kids, or maybe you have kids on your own? You know what? This probably applies to husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends. Have you ever had somebody tell you everything's okay? And the fact that they were telling you everything was okay, actually unsettled you more because you really got the impression everything was not okay. This happened to me Saturday or Sunday. This past weekend, this happened to me. My kids, they're not allowed food in beds, in their bed. Now, kids are animals, especially teenage boys. You cannot stop them from eating. They're like, you need to think about them not like human beings, like human garbage disposals. That's what they are. It's just constantly chucking food down it and gobbling up all the money you earn anyway. So they're eating all the time. So we had to lay down some ground rules in the house. Okay, you're not going to eat in bed. This is the one place you're never going to eat. Because they'll go grab a midnight snack and just take it up and just eat it. Whatever they eat, they'll grab something. You'll put them to bed at 9, if that's when you're putting them to bed, and you'll catch them grabbing a protein bar or a granola bar on the way to bed. No. Eat before bed. Anyway, I'm not going off on this. But every now and then, children will disobey. They will disobey. I have pretty good boys, but every now and then they'll disobey too. It's part of growing up. So we had gotten smoothies when we were out. And we were messing around. We got home late. We were running around practices and all kinds of things that night. This is a long way of saying my youngest ended up with a smoothie in his bed. Still hungry when he went to bed. Lo and behold, surprise, surprise, rolls over in the middle of the night. I need to clarify, this was a purple smoothie. He has white sheets, rolls over in the middle of the night, did not realize it, popped the lid off, smoothie spillage. And he comes downstairs and fesses up right away. Dad, I know we're not allowed, but I was still hungry and I didn't want to throw it away. And I took my smoothie into bed and I was disappointed, but not killing him. I appreciate the honesty. You admitted it. We all screw up time to time. And I said, okay, well, I mean, it's okay. And he said, but it spilled, but it's not a big deal. And I said, it's not a big deal? Why isn't it a big deal? The purple smoothie on your white bed, white sheets, not a big deal at all? And of course, I went upstairs and there was about a basketball-sized purple splotch on the sheets, on the blanket, on the bed. That's what I thought of. That's exactly what I've been thinking when I've been hearing Joe Biden and Janet Yellen saying things like this.
These actions are going to make sure that the banking system is safe and sound.
The American banking system is really safe and well capitalized. It's resilient.
And that brings us to today. On top of the Fed rate hike, you know what they said? This is what they said today on top of the Fed rate hike. They said, we don't anticipate having to raise rates again soon, but we'll revisit this later on. You know what all this sounds like to me? The regime truly, truly fears a run on the banks, as any country should. It's not even just the regime in power. That's a big deal, the run on the banks. Everything they do now, it sounds like they're telling me the smoothie spill is no big deal. Sure, there was a spill, but everything's fine. All these banks are fine. Everything's fine. We've never had it so good. Everything's good to go. No, there's no problems. What? Problems? It's great right now. What it sounds to me like is we need to start taking some basic precautions. Now, let me give you a basic precaution, and this is not going to apply to most of us, but it is something that may apply to you or your small business, so hear me out here. If it was me, you know what? Don't take this as advice. Let me just say, if this was me, I would not have any money in a bank that was not FDIC insured. Meaning if you have money in a bank and it's over the limit of FDIC insured, switch to a new bank for the extra money that's over the limit. Okay? Now, I'm not telling you there's going to be some massive bank run tomorrow. I'm not. But I'm getting way too much of the everything's great.
These actions are going to make sure that the banking system is safe and sound.
The American banking system is really safe and well capitalized. It's resilient.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we get on to the blue area and the IRS tactical news and all kinds of other things, let's do keep this
in mind. Do you hope to serve another term as Secretary of Transportation?
Well, you know, right now I got my head down seeking to deliver on.
We know you do, Pete. We know you do. Now, blue cities. I'm not going to give out names. They're not difficult to find. But there's this big story out of New York today. And what is the big story? Well, there was a guy, a man, a longtime felon. Apparently, this guy has dedicated his entire life to criminal activity. His criminal history includes more than 40 prior arrests and had an active warrant for his arrest from a felony assault charge. And this guy, Mr. Felony, stepped into the New York City subway and started screaming at people, making violent threats at people, just, well, doing things that happened quite a bit now in New York City. A former Marine, you don't say ex-Marine, remember, because you're really always a Marine, but a former Marine, meaning he's no longer in, you can tell by that mop of hair on top of his head, Marine. I'm totally not jealous. I'm kidding. Anyway, Marine steps in, puts him in a rear naked choke. That's a chokehold for those who don't know. Holds it for long enough, the guy dies. Now, we don't know autopsy results. We don't know how drugged out this guy was. Although it is easy to kill someone with a rear naked choke because you're not choking off the air. You're choking off the blood. And if you're choking off someone's air, it can take a while. It take minutes. If you're choking off someone's blood, they'll pass out in 8 seconds and they'll die not long after that. You're cutting the blood off from the brain. And so if you get someone in one and know what you're doing and you get them in, and they pass out, and you don't let up, they're going to die. So, I wasn't there. I don't know the exact circumstances. That's what I know. The dude died. The dude who got choked died. Mr. Felon died. Mr. Marine was the one who had him in the choke. Right? That's what I know. Again, I'm leaving names out. You're interested in that stuff, that's fine, but that's not what we do here, and I'm not doing that stuff. Well, as we speak,
it's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
What, Chris? You're just jealous. You're not a journalist. As we speak, Alvin Bragg, New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg, is looking into it. And as we speak, as you're hearing the sound of my voice, there is a massive growing protest going on in the New York subway with people calling for the arrest and imprisonment of the man who stepped in to help the women and children who were being screamed at. My only point in this is a point I've made 10 million times. It's not a point I'm going to spend a ton of time on. You don't have any protections if you're in a big city now. If you're in one of these communist hells now, there's no salvage for you. No one can save you. No one will save you. Even if you do the right thing, you're in serious trouble. You do with that information what you will. Now let's move on to some emails and the IRS and Anthony Blinken and so much more. We're even going to celebrate some music tonight. You know what? We're doing that to begin with next. I want to celebrate music and feel good. You ready for that? Let's celebrate some music. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Let's get to food. When you talk to people about making preparations for a future disaster of some kind, people who don't do that kind of thing, they'll ask you, well, what are you preparing for? The zombie apocalypse or World War III? And I always give the same answer. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what will happen in the future that might cause me to need the ability to get clean water. I don't know what might happen that will cause me to need emergency food supplies. I don't know. But I do know those things happen in different parts of the world every single day, and it would be criminally naive to think it won't ever happen here. That's why I have an emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply. That's why everyone in my home has one. That's why everyone in your home needs one. And right now, they give $200 worth of free survival gear with one. So go get yours tonight. MyPatriotSupply.com. Okay? We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I just noticed something coming back. See, they simulcast the radio show now. So actually, I realize maybe you're watching the radio show now. And right to my right, they have this little mini monitor. It's not very big, and I'm out half blind anymore, so I can't make out very much. But I looked at something coming in, and here's the problem when your hair is thinning and retreating. See, like Chris and Michael each have a friggin' mop on top of their heads. They won't even be able to relate to this at all. But when your hair gets to where mine is now, it's not that I look bald right away. But everything has to be perfect. And if you catch me at the wrong angle, something very obviously has gone wrong. And I took a little napski earlier, not to brag, but I'm one of the top 5 nappers in the world, as longtime listeners of the show will know. But I took a little nap earlier, so the side of my head got a little matted. And now I just noticed on the TV screen, when I turn to the left, you can see this line where there's no hair anymore going down the side of my head. And I mean, this is 41. This is 41, and I think we should get to some of those emails because I'm just feeling down. And this one hit home. Dear White Trash Shogun, first-time emailer, long-time listener. He's doing this on purpose to troll me because he knows I hate small talk. Huge fan of the show. How are you doing today, Jesse? I'm great. Thanks for asking. What a jerk. Anyway, he says, how come the Brazilian trans deaf mute does not have a position in the Biden White House yet? And his name is Bill. And I'd almost forgotten about this wonderful music we had played earlier. And I think in a day when there's been so much heavy between the feds raising rates and we're talking about blue areas and crime, I think it's, even though this clip's a little longer than I'd like, sit back. Just sit back. If you're not driving, close your eyes, because music is a gift from God. And when you hear
beautiful music. Just let it wash over you. Just take a minute and escape lost in the music like I will.
Brazilian deaf mute trans woman sings Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
Hold on, crescendo's coming. Hold on. Absolutely. See, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. That's what music can do for you. That's what it does for me. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, last night you were talking about how your sons are in activities. Well, I have four children that are also in activities. And last night I was saying to my dime at the baseball field, this place should be full of fathers, sons, daughters, and mothers with their children. Instead, they have to bring teams from other towns' recreation departments just to fill the schedule and play the games. And I said, yeah, babe, that's because all the other kids are at home on their phones and tablets, and so are their parents. Listen, I'm not anti-electronics, believe it or not. I'm not anti-technology. That's a myth. I'm just happen to not be very good at it. But my kids have phones. My kids have phones. One of my sons has a computer, and he draws on it and does all kind of stuff like that. So I'm not anti that stuff at all. That's the wave of the future. You got to know how to live in that world. We can't all use a typewriter. At the same time, we have allowed ourselves as a society, and I'm not looking down my nose at anyone. I've had days where I spent too much time on my phone, staring down at my phone. We have to control it. It's like anything else. We have to learn how to control it. And the technological age, the smartphone age, has come around so fast. Remember, I'm old, but I'm not that old. I'm 41. Dude. We didn't have smartphones. They didn't exist when I was in the Marines. So when I was 20, 21, 22, it wasn't a thing I had to deal with. So that's really recent. That's really recent that this thing caught hold and everyone now has one, a smartphone that can do anything and do anything for you. And what's happened is we have a new technology in and we don't know how to control ourselves with it yet. We're in this really rough transition period where we don't know how to control ourselves with it yet. I think about first time the man started driving on a regular basis. I'm sure there are probably fascinating books written about this, but think about that. Cars started getting more and more in the mainstream and people started driving. Think how many freaking traffic accidents there probably were in cities with a high concentration of cars in there because people were simply used to riding horses before then. That was how you got around. You got in a horse and buggy, or you just rode a horse and everything moved at the pace of a horse, and you knew how to start and stop a horse and move a horse to the right, move a horse to the left. And now, boom, you have this technology in your hands that moves faster and better, and it's tough. So look, it's just something we have to deal with. We also have to deal with our garbage sheets. Sheets are a major problem in this society. Some might even call bad sheets the problem in American society today. Think how much better America would be as a whole if people got a good night's sleep every night. My Pillow has been handing out a great night's sleep for a long time. They started out, of course, with the greatest pillows ever, but not content for that little bit of greatness. Mike Lindell has moved on to create many things, including Giza Dream Sheets. Dream Sheets that are now on sale for their lowest price ever, as low as $29.98. You want some sheets that you'll still wake up a year later in and say, oh my gosh, these are amazing. Get you some. go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, use the promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I want to keep in mind, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and more importantly, much more importantly, you can purchase the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com, Chris. Now, do you ever get creeped out by how much the federal government prepares to hurt us, talks about taking things from us? How often, look, I know we already know this, but how many of them are constantly talking about ways they're going to hurt us, things that we no longer need, things they're going to take away? Kathy Hochul from Today.
You know, long time ago, to transition from coal as your energy source. We do have to transition. There are clean energy alternatives. It's going to take time. And I want to make sure that New Yorkers don't get hit hard for the cost. So we're going to roll this out. But new buildings that are going up, they can find, they can go electric, they can do heat pumps. This is how you transition.
New York's power grid is going to collapse. There's not enough electricity in New York to switch everyone to heat pumps. And there's certainly not enough electricity in solar panels. The power grid of blue states is going to collapse. They're just out there telling you, I'm going to take away something you love. Or they're making preparations to hurt us. Headline from Today: in the last 3 years alone, the IRS has dropped $10 million on weapons, ammo, and tactical gear. The IRS? IRS stocking up on weapons, ammo, tactical gear? Why would the tax confiscation agency of the federal government, why would they need tactical gear? Well, that's something. Then there's something else. There's Bernie Sanders.
Sir, you're saying that billionaires should not exist. So are you basically saying that once you get to $999 million, that the government should confiscate all the rest?
I'm saying that we should go back to a very progressive tax policy like what we had under Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Which would mean that over $1 billion, basically it all goes to the government.
You may disagree with me, but
I'm just asking.
Fine. Yeah, I think people can make it on $999 million.
And then we have this representative from Florida talking about parents and how you're not qualified to know what your child should or shouldn't learn.
This ban first, review second is a terrible policy. In addition to the fact that I, as a parent, and anyone else who's testifying.
Sorry, just want to interrupt here before I let her continue. Once again, remember this, anti-communists. Remember this well. Every single Democrat and media person and other communist activist, your liberal Aunt Peggy, every single one that talks about Republicans banning books, that is a human being who wants to show pornography to first graders. They want to show pornography to first graders. If I could describe to you, if I chose to, and I will not, if I chose to describe to you what was in these books, you would turn off the radio and you would email me and tell me how disappointed you were in me because you were listening with your child and now you can't do it anymore. Oh gosh, that's actually a good point, Chris. Chris just let me know. According to the FCC, according to their own rules, it's illegal for me to describe here behind the microphone what is in these books that they want to show kindergartners and first graders. Anyone complaining about book banning is a person who wants to show pornography to children. This lady's talking about showing children pornography.
Or who's suggesting books don't belong in school libraries or classroom libraries is not qualified to make that decision, like a school librarian or the teacher.
You're not qualified to know whether this pornography is appropriate for your kids or not. The school librarian is, though. The teacher's qualified. Hey, come on in here, kindergartner. Let me just show you some of these pictures. Hey, what do you think about this? These people, man, we have some of the most despicable people that run this country. I'm telling you what. Oh, and on top of this, speaking of Hochul and blue areas and what the future looks like, because we keep talking about the future and what it looks like. And I realize a lot of people cannot move. I understand that for job obligations. People have kids that are stuck and can't move. People are taking care of parents and can't move. People are divorced, and if they move, they won't see their kids. So obviously you got to stay. I understand there are plenty I can'ts out there. I get it. I'm not naive to the way the world works. But again, moving forward, this is from the Epoch Times. Democrat cities have the highest homicide rates. Moving forward, wrap your mind around this. The homicide rates for Democrat cities, New York, LA, Chicago, Philly, Miami, well, not Miami as much, but really, really blue cities. It gets worse than it is now. Think about that. Portland, Seattle, worse than it is now. The restrictions they're passing, like gas stoves, like diesel trucks, it gets worse than it is now. What does it look like worse? And so it can be hard to preview. Okay, well, what are they going to do about that? How are they going to work on this? Well, people are going to keep moving. Even normie norms will move. And that's really sad because they don't even know why they're moving. They just know it's crime-ridden and expensive around here. Let's move. Let's go to Texas. They don't know why. You would at least know why you're moving, but they don't know why. So the states themselves, they can't print money. They need the taxpayers to stay in the state and keep paying the extremely high taxes. But the taxpayers are leaving. So what are they going to do? Well, California's already given you a preview for what they're going to do. California has an exit tax in the works. It's just as bad as it sounds. Oh, you're thinking about moving from California? Don't like the taxes here? Okay, here, you're going to pay a fee in order to leave. They're not just going to allow the peasants who they're blood-sucking to flee. At some point in time, they're going to figure out a way to try to force you to stay and live under the hell they're creating for you. The essence of communism is you cannot escape from it. That's really the whole point. They don't want you to be able to escape from it because everyone who can escape from it will. Remember, we talked about this a long time ago when the Bolsheviks took over the Soviet Union. One of the first things they did, it was actually a rallying cry at one of the first rallies. One of the first things they did was abolish the passports, abolish the passports. That was the rallying cry. Why? Well, they knew it was about to be hell. They didn't want you leaving. No, you have to stay. You have to stay and experience the hell we've created for you. The essence of it is they don't let you out. You will stay, you will eat bugs, you will lose power, your child will learn pornography in schools, you will bow to the diversity, your child will learn to hate himself or herself for being white if they are. It's the truth of it. Do we want to talk about the anti-white laws that are going to be passed in the blue states? You white listening to this? You know that's going to be a thing, right? That's very obviously going to be a thing. It'll be passed by white politicians. It's going to be a thing. The discriminatory laws is what they'll call it. Oh, they'll probably just go with the good old-fashioned hate laws. It's coming. All right, now let's discuss something. Let's discuss some emails. Let's discuss test scores. Let's discuss your safety as things get worse. As things kind of unravel on us for a bit, remember, hopefully this will just be for a time, but as things unravel on us for a bit, there's going to be more crime. There's going to be more violent crime. It's inevitable. When more people get poor, more people get hooked on drugs, more people get angry, more people get desperate, there's always going to be more crime. That's how it works. We are less safe now than we were yesterday walking the streets, wherever they are. Do you have something on your physical person right now, be honest with yourself, that would allow you to stop a very bad, very violent man? If someone comes at you in the subway and they're trying to hurt you, maybe they've hurt 40 other people, and you're 41. Can you stop them? Can your mom? Can your son, daughter, get a hero gun or a hero arrow? Shoot, I'd get both depending on your situation, and carry it on you. Carry it on you. It's non-lethal. It'll stop a bad guy, though. It requires no concealed carry permit. But get something on you and keep it on you that will stop a bad man. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. All right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I can't believe it's already almost the end of hour two. That sucks. I have so much left I want to say, Chris. So many important things I still need to do.
Do you hope to serve another term as Secretary of Transportation?
Well, right now I got my head down seeking to deliver on.
I know. Now, speaking of keeping your head down and seeking to deliver, Kamala Harris was out being interviewed today about those book bans. Here's what she had to say.
The attacks we're seeing where there are literally, can you imagine in this year of our Lord 2023 book bans?
Literally?
She was going on to talk about how there are literally book bans, but literally? Are there literally book bans? Literally? Is it a literal thing? I can't take it anymore, Chris. I can't take it. Someone has to put a stop to this word. And that's just a reminder to you. Remember, Kamala Harris just came out in favor of showing first graders pornography. The Vice President of the United States of America. Everyone who talks about book bans wants to show your child pornography in kindergarten. Wrap your mind around that. Did you hear this Josh Hawley clip with, again, the Interior Secretary from yesterday? We didn't even get to this part of it.
Jobs for blue-collar workers in this nation are valuable resources. The ability of America to have our own industry and not be dependent on China is a valuable resource. Why should those things for millions of Americans be sacrificed in favor of your agenda for radical climate change?
Senator, I know that there's like 1.9 jobs for every American in the country right now. So I know there's a lot of jobs.
Wait a minute. You're telling me... You're telling me we've got too many jobs in the country?
Well, I'm saying that we don't have enough people. That's why we are having a hard time finding folks to work at our department.
But oh, wait, you're telling me that we have too many jobs for blue-collar work? Have you seen the number of jobs?
Pretty revealing into how they really think, is it not? Pretty dang revealing. Jesse, the Second Amendment doesn't just guarantee the right to bear arms. It first guarantees the right to a well-regulated militia. This is something I've been thinking about for a while, but your segment about the military on Tuesday finally pushed me to write this email. What do you think of the possibility of veterans and patriots in red areas training and organizing a parallel military / militia? It would drive the commies more insane than they already are, but it seems more and more necessary. Okay, well, let me clarify something. First and foremost, one, we must always stay legal. Always, always, always legal. So you always check the laws in your state for your area before you ever think about doing something like this. And if it is, if every part of it, every part of what you're planning is legal, I encourage you to do it. I think that's a wonderful idea. I think there are basics that we don't think about either. You know what? We're going to get Clay Martin on tomorrow. We're going to get Clay Martin on. I may even try to get him in next hour. This is totally last minute. I'm doing this on the fly. We're going to get Clay Martin in here too. Clay Martin, I'm not going to spoil it. He's going to talk to us about this, about our own area, about basics and things like that. But let me just say this. I encourage you to do that. As long as you always stay legal, I encourage you to do that. There's no harm that comes from law-abiding Americans figuring out how to work together, drill together, patrol together, communicate together, shoot together. That is a good, healthy thing that keeps everyone safe. Would it drive the communists crazy? Of course it would. That's part of the reason we should do it. That's a really, really, really great idea we should do more of. Now, do keep in mind a couple things. One, this stuff has been going on for a while. You've heard of the Montana militias, right? The militias, the Montana militias, the Randy Weaver stuff. You've heard about this stuff. Now, I'm not going to go into every specific group because there are a bunch of them. And I realize there's no question some of these groups are doing illegal things. But some of these groups are not doing illegal things. And yet these groups are pursued and demonized and hounded at every turn by federal law enforcement because the federal government wants a monopoly on killing power. I said that to say this. If you actually start one of these groups and things get rolling and you're actually going out there and you're having fun and you're training and it's healthy and it's all that stuff is good. It's good. Again, I'm encouraging you to do this. I want you to understand you will have a federal informant in your group. You will. You 100% will. If you don't believe me, you haven't been paying attention to the January 6th trials, the Proud Boys trials, the Oath Keepers trials. The federal government will infiltrate your group with federal informants. That doesn't mean you don't start your group. That means you stay legal at all times. If someone in the group, and this I got this from Clay, so I'm going to steal this before he even gets here. If someone in your group discusses doing something illegal, you kick them out of the group. All right? Because the federal government not only will infiltrate your group, they will entrap you. They will do horrifically illegal things to entrap you so they can bust up your group, arrest everyone, and throw you all in a cage. So you stay legal. Let them do the illegal things. You stay legal at all times. All right? Always legal. But I support it. You know what we call those? Everyone will get together. You know what we'll call them, Chris? Chalk parties. What, Chris? Because that's where all the high T people are going to be. All the low T weenies, they'll be doing something else. They'll be watching the game. But at the chalk party, we've all been taking male vitality stacks. So our T levels are through the roof and we're ready to go train, baby, to live the strenuous life like Teddy Roosevelt talked about. Are you on your natural herbal supplement stack yet from Chalk? You know how good you'd feel if you were 90 days in. 20% increase in your testosterone after 90 days. Ladies, you can join our Chalk group, our Chalk party, but you got to be on a female vitality stack for you. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off subscriptions. Make sure you get a subscription. That way you don't pay full price. Like if you're not happy with it, you will be. But if you're not, cancel it anytime. They don't make it difficult. But chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Come to our chalk party. Let's go back to this one more time.
Hey, John, good afternoon. The House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says that he's issued a subpoena to the FBI in a letter that he and Senator Chuck Grassley have sent to Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Chris Wray. They write that a, quote, highly credible whistleblower says the Justice Department and FBI have a form that, quote, describes an alleged criminal scheme involving then-President Biden and a former national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. It's been alleged that the document includes a precise description of how the alleged criminal scheme was employed, as well as its purpose. Now, Comer and Grassley provide no information on the identity of the whistleblower, what specifically they're alleging. In short, it's a subpoena for a document that an unidentified whistleblower says exists and shows illegal activity. It is unclear yet how the Justice Department will respond. We have reached out, John.
Mm-hmm. The President of the United States of America is unsurprisingly pretty dirty. And unsurprisingly, the FBI covered it up. Now, let's set that aside. We're going to discuss test scores. But first, I have offended somebody horribly, and we're going to address that next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.